Is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The voter turnout in the Netherlands in the recent election was about 82%, among the highest in decades. Colleges are reporting a 40% drop in foreign applicants worried about new immigrant and Muslim policies. The Mexican government has proposed to flip the Mexican justice system from innocent until proven guilty to guilty until proven innocent. The U.S. contributes less than 1/5 of 1% of our national income to humanitarian aid, about half the average proportion of other donor countries. About 25% of all physicians practicing or training in the U.S. are foreign, but in some inner cities and most rural areas, that share is significantly higher. Rock and roll legend Chuck Berry has passed away at his home near St. Louis at 90 years of age. Highest state turnout for recent election was in Minnesota at 74.8%, followed by Maine, New Hampshire, Colorado, and Wisconsin, all of which have same-day registration. Wisconsin's rate actually dropped due to ID requirements. The lowest were Arkansas, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and Hawaii at the bottom. Since 2010, labor battles have led to at least 14 work stoppages, both strikes and lockouts, at American orchestras. UN report says that Israel is practicing apartheid in relation to Palestinians. Two House committees have found no evidence for the Trump charge that he was wiretapped, though he continues to stick with the tall tale. Washington State judge has upheld the Seattle City ordinance allowing app-based ride-sharing drivers with Uber and others to vote to unionize. The United Nations strategy to fight the cholera epidemic spread by its peacekeepers in Haiti, which is called the New Approach, has failed to gain traction. Trust fund created to help finance the strategy is only about $2 million so far, according to latest data on its website. Just six of the 193 member states, Britain, Chile, France, India, Liechtenstein, and South Korea, have donated. A judge in Munich authorized investigators to seize documents from Volkswagen's chief executive, Audi's chief, and dozens of others. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.